Pastor. Praise the Lord. I like your excitement. I said, praise the Lord. Something good is happening to you. And today, you'll take your highest desire, what you want, what you desire, and what you pray for, and what you are expecting, it will come right there on your lap. Miracle, wonders, healing, deliverance, salvation, and the ticket to the goodness of God. Father, we thank you today and bless your name. We thank you for what you have been doing, what you are doing now, and what you will yet do. I pray that this will be the day of open door to the miracle life in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, the joy of the Lord will come to everyone. Every brother, every sister, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl here and over there, everywhere. I pray, Lord, you minister to your people and you give them the real need of their lives in Jesus' name. Perfect your work in everyone. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. And the people of God at the Alpha location shout, yeah. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down. Today we are coming to an important message. Every message is important, but this one, for this hour, for this time, is for you. Amen. I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 35, and I'm reading from verse 3. It says in Isaiah chapter 35, and I'm looking at verse 3, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Then in verse 4, it says, say to them that of a fearful heart, of a timid heart, of a feeble heart, tell them and say to them of a weakened heart. It says, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Vengeance? What does that mean? The one Satan who have been tormenting your life, the Lord God will come from heaven with vengeance, knock his hand out of your life. And all those secret things, all those hidden things that are trying to torment your life, tear your life, torture your life, tear you apart, God comes with vengeance. It may be disease, it may be something that is sucking out all your money, all your finance, and then you are suffering as a result of that sin, that element, that impediment, that evil tormenting your life. The Lord God will come tonight from heaven with vengeance and strike up and take off and destroy everything militating against your life in Jesus' name. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Did you hear that? That should put a smile on your face, because now salvation, total salvation, full salvation is coming your way today. You will not miss it in Jesus' name. And then he tells us in verse 5, he says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Tonight, the eyes of the blind, cataract will vanish away. What they call glaucoma will vanish away. And what they call dimness of sight, everything will vanish away. It's a day of the open door to the wonder-working power of God. And it says the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. You need an amen there. Deaf ears will open. Dumb tongues will speak out. And then he says in verse 6, he says, then shall the lame leap hearts and heart. That means that today, if you have anything wrong with your motion, with your standing, with your walking, with your running, the power of God is coming upon your life tonight. And you lame person there with your own legs, you cannot use other people's legs to walk. You have to use your own legs. You cannot use other people's feet to run or to stand. You have to use your, and the Lord said that it is coming your way tonight. He said, then shall the lame man leap as an ass, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Ready to sing? A new song will come to your mouth. And it says, for in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Today, look at verse 8. In verse 8, it tells us, and an highway shall be there. An highway shall be there. An expressway shall be there. A thoroughfare way shall be there. There'll be no blockage on your way today. There'll be no checking point. What do you want? Healing? Okay, stop. Park your car there. And let me see. No particulars tonight. I said no hindrance tonight. Highway, straightway, expressway that we are taking and we're getting into the blessing of God tonight. And it says, and highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the way fearing men, though fools, though ignorant, though they do not know much of the verses and all that, and we do not read all the verses and they remain fools, it says, and even though they are fools, they will not err, they will not make any mistake, and they will not miss what God has provided for them. They shall not err therein. And then it says in verse 9, it says, no lion shall be there. What he's saying is, you know, that man, the lazy man, the idle man of Proverbs, he said, I cannot go out because a lion is in the way. There's no lion in your way tonight. There's no hindrance in your way tonight. You cannot say, I'm afraid I cannot go out there. I'm afraid I cannot raise my hand. I'm afraid I cannot hold the miracle. I'm afraid I cannot get what the Lord has provided for me because there's a lion there and he's watching. Once I move like that, then, you know, crushes my voice. Says, there's no lion on your way tonight. In the way of life eternal, in the way of having the blessing of God, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. There's no excuse tonight. A ravenous beast, an injurious person, a cruel person, something, somebody is standing in my way, so I cannot have miracle today. All the hindrances are cleared up. You have miracle tonight. You have salvation tonight. Oh, you know that lion, Satan, is, we're told, he is roaring like a lion. No roaring of satanic lion today in your life in Jesus' name. It shall not be found there. The way is clear, and then you have the wonder of God, the miracle of God, the salvation of God, and you have all the deliverance and everything Calvary has provided, everything available for you, for me, for us, for everyone tonight in Jesus' name. But the redeemed shall walk there. The redeemed, those who are ransomed, those who are purchased by the blood of the Lamb, and those who come to the Lord, and the Lord takes away all their sin and all the consequences of sin, and it says the redeemed shall walk there. Now those redeemed, there are two types today. Number one, those who have been redeemed already, saved already, they are in the Lord already. That's group one. Those who are going to be redeemed tonight, they've been in darkness tonight, they are coming to the light. They are being the, you know, kind of very sinful and deep in sin. As we are going deeper in holiness, they have been going deeper and deeper and deeper in sinfulness. But now today they come. They say, I want to live where I am and I want to be on that other side with the redeemed of the Lord. He will forgive your sin tonight. It will change your life tonight. It will turn everything around, and then heaven will recognize you as the redeemed of the Lord. And then those new people, the redeemed of the Lord, well, the redeemed of the Lord who have been redeemed before, they now come and they shall walk therein, and you'll walk into miracle. And you walk into wonders. I'm talking to you tonight on the highway to the wonders of our wonder-working God. The highway to the wonders of our wonder-working God. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, it tells us, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall be there, shall return, and come to Zion with songs and with everlasting joy." The joy that starts today will continue everlasting in your life. Yeah. Everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing, and sorrow and suffering, and sorrow and sickness, and sorrow and Satan will flee away. They'll run away from you. You've been running and running all these many years in your life, and sorrow running after you. No matter where you go, I'm getting you. That's what he said. And suffering running after you. And satanic attack, affliction running after you. Now, you'll be redeemed tonight. You will stop. You'll turn around. And as you look at them, you dare not look at them in the past, because they used to oppress, they used to torment, they used to degrade, and they used to disgrace, and they used to put that pressure on you. And you're always looking away from them, and they were running and running and running over after you, begging them, did not serve. Pleading with them will not serve. And the more you plead, the more you beg, it's like, it's feeling the heat. And now they put the heat more. And then you have been looking away from them. You're afraid to look at them. But now tonight, you turn around and look at that sorrow, that suffering, that sickness, that satanic affliction, eyeball to eyeball, and you'll see the fire of heaven coming out of your eyeballs. And then they will flee away. They will flee away. All those problems are getting away from you tonight in Jesus' name. There is a highway. There is an expressway. There is a thoroughfare that we take as we believe in the Lord, and we come. And when we come to a wonder-working God, and wonders will take place in our lives. Three things I'm talking about tonight. Number one, the only way. The only way. Number two is the ordained way. The ordained way that God himself had ordained in heaven. And he says, this is the ordained way. If you come through this way, you have life, you have eternal life, you have abundant life, and you have a spiritual life, and you have everything packed into this new life that you have. Number one is the only way. Number two, the ordained way. And number three is the open way. You know, even if the way is good, if they lock the gate and nobody can get in, it will be of no use. Only way, ordained way, open way. Number one is the open way to the wonder of great salvation. The only way to the wonder of great salvation. Number two, the ordained way to the wonder of gracious healing. Healing by grace. You don't pay anything for it. It's available, and everyone can come and collect his own and carry his own and take his own and partake of the healing power of the Lord. The Lord has ordained the way to the wonder of his gracious healing. Number three, the open way to the wonder of God's sufficiency. God's sufficiency in your life today. You'll find God is sufficient. He is able. He is willing. is mighty, he is powerful, he is purposeful, and then he is sufficient. Every need you have, every situation you have today, you'll find that God is sufficient for you tonight. How can somebody go empty-handed when the wonder of salvation is there? How can you go empty-handed when the wonder of healing is here? How can you go empty-handed when the wonder of his sufficiency is here waiting for you? You will not go empty-handed. I'm looking at number one. Number one is the only way to the wonder of great salvation. Look at Isaiah chapter 26, and I'm reading there from verse 1. Isaiah 26, reading from verse 1. In that day, this is the day, shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. It says we have a strong city, impenetrable city, that the thief, that Satan, and the emissaries and the cohorts and the servants of Satan cannot penetrate. It's a strong city, and the Lord has raised up the Savior. And when you come, it says he will give us salvation. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. It means that salvation has been appointed for you, and they have put your name. He is coming. The Lord knew you'll come today. Don't you know that? Don't you know that? He knew you'll be here today. Don't you know that? He knew your life, and he knew how dirty and deep it has been. And he said, I love him. Like I love the whole world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and you are that whosoever, that whosoever believeth in Christ will not perish but have everlasting life. Salvation is written down for you. For me. Where are you? You will get it in Jesus' name. No other person will carry your salvation away. But you come to the Lord, and salvation has been appointed for you. Look at verse 7. In verse 7 it says, the way of the just is uprightness. And it says, thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. He knows that he has justified him. What does that mean? You were guilty, and then you come to the court, and Jesus came to whisper in your ears, I will stand for you. I will bear whatever price you have to pay, I'll bear it for you. And then when you are called and you say, guilty or not guilty, and Jesus said, I'll answer for you. He was guilty, I bore his guilt. And now the guilt is taken away. It should have been punished, but I bear the punishment, and therefore the punishment will not come to him anymore, because God does weigh the path of the just. He weighs it. My son has paid your price. My son has bought your salvation. My son has provided your salvation. Now you are justified. Now you are just in Jesus' name. Look at verse 13. In verse 13 it says, O Lord our God, all the Lord serve beside thee, have had dominion over us. All the lords beside thee had had dominion, and they had that lordship, and they had that mastery over us. They were literally walking on us. They were trampling on us. But now he says, but by thee only, the only way to that wonder of salvation is to know that he only can save. He only can forgive. He only can cleanse your heart from sin. He only can set you free. It says, but by thee only we will make mention of thy name. Praise the Lord. It has happened already. And it's just for you to stand up when the time comes and to come claim what the Lord had made available for you. We're looking at Isaiah chapter 45. I'm reading from verse 21. Isaiah chapter 45. And we're reading from verse 21. In verse 21, it says, tell ye and bring them near. He told me to come and tell you and bring you near. In your mind, come near. You're thinking, I'm far from righteousness. I'm far from the grace of God. I'm far from the goodness of God. I am far from the salvation of the Lord. He said, I shall tell you to come near in your mind. See it in your mind. See it with your vision, spiritual vision. Christ is there. It's not far away. He is a savior. He's the only savior in my heart, in my mind. I move away from my sin. I move away from my transgression. I move away from my iniquity. I move away from the works of darkness in my hand. And I come near and near and near to Christ. And now I'm in the presence of Christ in my mind, by my faith, by my believing, by my knowledge and knowing that he died for me and that he wants me saved. It's waiting for me. It says, tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. And then it says, who has declared this from ancient times, and who has told it from that time, have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. A just God and a Savior. What does that, a just God, what does that mean? It's like, you know, think of when we're at school and your junior brother has done something, you know, that requires some beating. And you look at your junior brother and you say, why did you do that? And then he says, let's go. And then you go to the teacher, to the principal, to headmaster, whoever. And which of you did that thing? My junior brother did it. But sir, this boy is scared to death. It's like, you know, even to get only one of those waves, the boy might sink into the ground. And he says, sir, I've been here. I know how to manage that. I can take it for him. Are you sure of that? Yes, I'll take it for him. And your junior brother is there. And then one, two, three. The thing, then you rub your hands together, you've got it. Will they still beat your junior brother? Tell me. A just God cannot punish one sin in two people. This man committed the sin, that woman committed the sin. And look at Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, the man is scared to death, the woman is scared to death, and I'll bear it for him. A just God and a Savior will not punish you for the same sin that he laid on Jesus, that Jesus suffered. His justice demands that because Jesus bore the pain and he bore the consequence of your sin, you will not bear it anymore. Amen. You're free. I am free. That's why, let's look at that verse again. It says, there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, and there is none beside me. He is the only Savior. This is the only way that leads to the wonder of great salvation. Look at verse 22 now. Because it's a just God, and because Christ, his only begotten Son, has borne all that shame, all that sorrow, and the eternal judgment and punishment for you. Now, he says, look unto me. I mean, he's saying, somebody else are taking your punishment. Somebody else are taking all the eternal doom and suffering you should have. Now, he says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, here and there, online, everywhere. Now, salvation has come. For I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none else. It's the only God that can plan the way of salvation. It's the only God that can effect the reality of salvation. He is the only God that can produce the evidence of salvation in your life. He will do it. All you need to do is come. Let me show you. Isaiah chapter 55. And we're reading from verse 6. Isaiah chapter 55. And we're reading from verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. I thought we can find the Lord anytime. Really? Yes, theoretically. But if somebody has an accident and is feeling pain, you touch him like this, there's pain. All he can think about will be pain. He may say, oh God, he's not praying. He's expressing the feeling of his fear and the feeling of his pain. And then when you carry him, when you stretch him on the stretcher and he's really groaning, at that time he cannot begin to think logically and say, okay, I confess my sin. If I confess my sin, he's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. The verse is there, the God is there, but the man cannot, you know, make anything out of that at that time. If you think of a man that fell into the river, and now in the river, he has not died, he's alive, and the Bible is still true, and God is still true, but now he cannot have the might to pray and the might to seek the Lord. All he's thinking of, I'm dying, I'm drowning. And because of that, there is a time, at this time now, when you can hear, at this time now, when you can reason, at this time now, when you can think, at this time now when you can hold on to the promise of God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near. When you come and then he's near, he's saving somebody by your side there, he's saving the other person at your back there, he's saving another person close to you and near to you there. You know he is near. His grace is flowing, his power is flowing, his mercy is flowing, and everything he wants to do for salvation is being left and right and center, is very near. And then you call upon him while he's doing that for others, and he's near. Look at verse 7. In verse 7 it says, let the wicked forsake his way. What's that saying? It's saying, I want to save the wicked, but there's only one condition: that I save you, I forgive you, I turn your life around, and the wickedness of the wicked you push behind you. And whatever it is you are using as the instrument of wickedness, you push that all behind you. It says, let the wicked forsake his way. You see, the wicked people don't have the same way. There is the wicked man that, you know, when he gets angry, takes a bottle, breaks the bottle, and he doesn't care whether it's the wife or the child or the neighbor. He doesn't care. He's going to use that instrument. Other people don't do that. Other people, the wicked, they don't use a bottle. They use their pen to write something acidic, that when people read, it's like they put the man, the woman is writing about in a bucket of acid. It will burn him up. Other people don't do that. They form a great lie and then they put it in social media. You see, the way of the wicked differs from one person to the other. Other people can be wicked and they can be smiling. Other people get wicked and they are frowning. Other people get wicked and they are visibly angry. Other people are wicked and they are psychologically, physiologically pleasant, and they hide their wickedness in their heart. And it says, whatever your way and whatever your method and whatever your weapon of wickedness, it says, let the wicked forsake his own peculiar way of wickedness, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. You know, nobody can do evil without first of all thinking it within himself. The imagination, the evil imagination, the murderous imagination, the imagination within that pushes a man, that pushes a woman to do evil. Think about that. And now, let the righteous man forsake his thoughts and let him return unto the Lord. Every time somebody does wickedness, is traveling farther and farther and farther away from the Lord. Every time somebody thinks of evil and he wants to perpetrate evil, is traveling farther and farther from the Lord. Every time somebody thinks about sin and about unrighteousness, every time a thought comes like that and you yield to that thought and you act on that thought, you are going farther and farther away from God and the love of God. And he says, return, let the wicked return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will pardon, he will abundantly pardon. Do you say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you believe that? Do you accept that? He will pardon you abundantly today. What's the difference to pardon and then to abundantly pardon? You know, sometimes you have, you want to sleep and you have a cover cloth, and that cloth just covers you, just you. And if you move like this, you can get off that cloth and that thing that covers you. But when it's abundant, it's wide and it's long, and it goes beyond covering you, and it covers you through and through forever. And it says, let him return unto the Lord our God, and the Lord will pardon. Not only pardon, the Lord will abundantly pardon you. Every sin, every wickedness, every evil, everything that brings guilt to you, the Lord will take everything away and put in the sea of God's forgetfulness. Number one, the only way, the only way, the only way to the wonder of great salvation. Number two now is the ordained way to the wonder of gracious healing, of gracious healing. Are you there?
Yes.
I said, are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Healing coming your way.
Yes.
Gracious healing that somebody else has paid for that. You're saying, I don't have any money to pay. Christ paid for your healing. I don't have anything to give. Christ gave his very life so that the very life of Christ will come unto you. And the life of Christ is not a sickly life. It's not a weak life. It's not a feeble life. It's not a life that is almost dying but living. And the very life of Christ and the health of Christ is going to give unto you. And there is the ordained way that the Father in heaven has ordained how that healing graciously will come unto you. In Isaiah chapter 26, reading here from verse 12, Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us. No disease, no pain, no torture, no torment, no sleeplessness. It says, Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. The work of healing, thou hast wrought. The work of deliverance, thou hast wrought. And the work, the word of peace, the work of peace, peace in the soul, peace in the mind, peace in my personality, it says, thou hast wrought all our works in us. All you need to do is come, get it. It's waiting for you. In Isaiah chapter 33, verse 14, Isaiah chapter 33, and we're reading from verse 14, it said, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Normally, Zion is for the citizens of God's kingdom. Zion is for the people who are ransomed and redeemed. But there are people that try to sneak in into Zion. They're not saved. They're not born again. They're still living in their peculiar sins, hidden, covered. And then, even though they're in Zion, because of what is inside them, their sin, their evil, they are afraid. They should be afraid. They should be afraid of torment eternal. They should be afraid of punishment eternal. They should be afraid of hellfire. They should know that sneaking into Zion and still continuing in sin, that will not favor them. You cannot come and say, I'm an inhabitant of Zion. But how about your life? About the wickedness, about the transgression. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting bodies? Now in verse 15 it says, he that walketh righteously. Now these are the people, they are in Zion with their heart, their mind, their soul, everything within them, and they have the salvation of the Lord, and then their body has become the temple of the Holy Ghost. And it says they despise the gain of oppression, bribery, corruption, giving bribes, taking bribe, no more in their lives, and telling lies or practicing deception to get money. All that is not in them anymore. If all that deception, if all that lying is still in a man and he wants to get money, anyhow, anyway, is one of those sinners in Zion. They'll be afraid of eternal punishment. But now, those who have turned, those who have repented, and they come to the Lord, and they hate, they despise the gain of oppression. They hate and they shake their hands from holding up bribes, and that stopped their ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth their eyes from seeing evil. You know, sometimes you can see evil privately on your tablet, and privately on your iPad, and privately on your phone, and you can see blood and see people gunning each other down and all that, and then you are awake and you're looking at that. It says if you enjoy one man killing the other and you watch it on the screen and you take delight in that, it says no, you are a sinner in Zion. Today everything will change. All those crimes you watch, today everything will stop. You see that those who enjoy, even though you are not the one doing the killing, but you enjoy watching it, you enjoy, you delight in it, it says you'll be a sinner in Zion. But now you will not hold bribe. You will not take bribe. You will not send somebody to go and give the bribe on your behalf. And then it says that stoppeth his ears from hearing blood and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Look at verse 16 there. Verse 16, it says, he shall dwell on high. You will dwell in heaven. As you turn away from those evil things, and then you say, Lord, now my totality, soul, spirit, and body, my heart, my life, everything now dwelling in a practical way in Zion, in the presence of God, it says, it shall dwell on high. And the place of defense shall be the munitions of the rocks, and bread shall be given him. Hunger will vanish away. starvation will vanish away. Malnutrition will vanish away in your life. And then it says, his waters shall be sure. You didn't say amen to that. And now in verse 17, in verse 17, thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Now look at verse 24. In verse 24, it tells us, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. No more sickness. In your body, no more sickness. From tonight, no more sickness. Is that possible? Ask Peter. All the time he was following after Christ, no sickness. Only the mother or the wife got sick, and Jesus healed her. And after that time, Peter, wife, mother-in-law, no more sickness. Me today. Me, no more sickness. Your husband, he will get well. No more sickness. Your wife, no more sickness. Your son, your daughter, that deformity will vanish away. Because the inhabitants of the land, it says, when you come to Zion, and you live in Zion, and you live in the goodness of the Lord in Zion, your wife will not die prematurely. Your husband will not die prematurely. Our ministers, our singers, our ushers, our security, and the people that are serving us day and night, they deny themselves, they will not die prematurely. And all of you, the beautiful faces I see here tonight, when I come back, you will still be alive. I think I am older than most of you. And if I'm coming back, that means I'm still alive. If I, your father, the older person, the elder, if I do not die prematurely, my children will not die prematurely. And it says, and the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. No sickness for us anymore. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Why did I say that twice? I said one for myself. I said the other one for you. Now we're looking at Isaiah chapter 58, and I'm reading from verse 8. Isaiah chapter 58, and we're reading from verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth at the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Your health, your healing will come speedily tonight in Jesus' name. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be the reward. We're coming to point number three now. Point number three, we're coming to this, and this is the only, the open way to the wonder of God's sufficiency. The ordained way, the only way, the open way now to the wonder of God's sufficiency. The way is open for you tonight. And let me show you an example of what I mean. The way open. I said the way open. Now, all children are coming to school, and they open the gate. And as they open the gate, one goes in. But all these others are members of that, and students in that school. Will they close the gate after the first one has gone in? The gate remains open. And they say, go in. I'm talking about you. Go in. I'm talking about you there. And then as they all go in, and there's nobody outside anymore, then the gate might be closed. Or they might just leave open the gate there, should in case one somebody is coming late, but there's a gate man there, and there is holding the door for you. Can you come in? Let me show you our sister. Her name is, a brother now. When we're talking about sisters, now a brother is Mr. Solomon. He will tell you himself the great, great thing that happened. What I'm saying is the door was open to him, and Mr. Solomon is going in now. And then after he has gone in and he's got the healing, he's got the miracle, will they shut the door? You'll be the next one you're going. Over there, after Mr. Brother, Pastor Solomon, whatever title, after he has gone in, the way will still be open for you. And if I go in, they'll not shut the door after I go in. The door remains open for you. For your happiness, for your health, for your salvation, for your miracle, for the bounty. The way is open for everyone tonight. Let Brother Solomon, Mr. Solomon, whatever, let him talk to us now. He went through that open door.
My name is Omafagbaro Solomon. August 15th, 2022, I was diagnosed of kidney stone. I could not do anything.
It's my younger brother. I really want to bless God because this situation is really terrible. God helped us. He's in pains, but God took away everything free of charge. Each time he will call, we will just encourage him. GCK is coming. Are you in the church? Are you there?
When I called my parents to tell them of my condition, they told me that Solomon, you are a child of God. Go to the GCK is about to start. Go and receive your healing there, which I did. In the month of October, when the man of God was praying, I said, today I must receive my healing, which God perfected his healing in my life. When I went back for the scan, they said, kidney stone is no more. So after that one, I was also having neck pain. I was having pain in my left side of the body. Which doctor gave me neck collar to wear that a nerve in my spinal cord is no longer functioning. So I said, God, you are the one that did the first one for me and you will still do this one for me. So during the GCK of November, the fifth day of the GCK, after the final amen, everything went off.
And we have seen the evaluated reports of the scan he took at the Delta Investigation Hospital. The absence of the kidney stone is confirmed. And with this issue of the cervical disc prolapse, which has also been taken away indeed, this is a spectacular divine intervention.
I have not seen any pain again. Neither have I cried of such pain again. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Now the way is open. He went in, you are going in. Healing for you, deliverance for you, the power of heaven coming upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. The open way to the wonder of God's sufficiency. We're looking at Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, we're looking at verse 18. In Isaiah chapter 41, reading from verse 18, I will open rivers in high places, foundations in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and dry land springs of water. The Lord is opening the way right now. And now blessings await you, salvation awaits you, deliverance awaits you, and you will come in. Isaiah chapter 60, I'm reading from verse 1. Isaiah 60, and we're reading from verse 1. It tells us, arise, shine. Are you ready? Arise, shine. Every gloomy thing, every dark thing in your life, everything taken away today in Jesus' name. For the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Look at verse 2. It says in verse 2, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. In verse 3, it says in verse 3, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Look at verse 11. In verse 11, it says, therefore, the gates shall be open continually. The gate of salvation open continually, and the gate of healing, deliverance, and the gate of power, of wonders, open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night. That's why we can get saved in the morning, we can get saved in the afternoon, and this evening we can get saved, because it says the gate shall not be shut day nor night. And then it says that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Look at verse 18. In verse 18, it says, violence shall no more be heard in thy land. It says, wasting, not destruction, within thy borders. But thou shalt be called thy walls. They shall call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. Look at verse 19 there. In verse 19, the sun shall no more be thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord himself shall be unto thee an everlasting light. And thy God, thy glory. Then in verse 20, it says in verse 20, thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light. And the days of mourning, the days of weeping, the days of crying, the days of sorrow shall be ended. Yeah. Tonight, I say tonight, yeah, all the sin, all the suffering, all the evil will be ended tonight for you in Jesus' name. Look at verse 21. In verse 21, thy people also shall all be righteous. He'll cleanse your heart. He'll forgive you. He'll take away your sin. And God will look at you as righteous, and they shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Your life will glorify the Lord. Now look at, you look at this verse 22. Look at this verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand. Today you are little, but when you come, if you remain like where you are, little, you remain little. If you're still using all the things that you have done, you have used all these years, and they didn't bring you up, you remain little. But when you take your stand today and you say, I see the open way, and I come through that open gate and open door, that little one there, you'll become a thousand. And it says, a small one shall become a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. This is your time. And the Lord wants to hasten that salvation. He wants to hasten that redemption. He wants to hasten that healing. He wants to hasten that deliverance. Are you ready? Heads bowed and eyes closed. This is our chance. We have Christ, the only way. We have Christ, the Savior, the ordained way. And we have Christ, it's still the same Christ. He is the open door, the open way that leads into life eternal. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You want to make up your mind that you are turning away from every sin that had closed the door of salvation for you. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man, let him forsake his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Let him repent, let him return unto the Lord, and the Lord will abundantly pardon you tonight. Give me a good amen. Amen. As we bow our head and close our eyes, you want to do that. You are returning to the Lord now. The way is open. The way Christ, that's the only way. The way Christ is the ordained way to that salvation. And he is the Savior of every sinner that will turn away from sin and turn to the Lord. Raise up that hand there. God bless you. They're wonderful. God bless you. They're online. Raise up your hand there. God can see you there. Wonderful. Over the radio, over the television. Anywhere you are now, raise up your hand. You want to come through this open way and the only way, the ordained way to the wonder of the salvation of God. If you're raising up your hand, God bless you. You can stand up right now. You say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I come for your salvation. I want the wonder of salvation right now. All my sins forgiven, and then my soul is ransomed and redeemed and purchased, and I come now to Zion, and I leave all my sins behind, and I have the salvation, the righteousness of the Lord. You're raising up your hand, you're standing up. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you there. Stand up, stand up. Before we pray, we're praying now, and since the way of salvation is open and you are entering in, the salvation of the Lord will come to you now. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, because whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I pray for all these who have called upon you, who lay everything down, who are not fighting against your will, your salvation anymore. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Lay all their sins on Christ. And as a just God, you cannot punish two people for the same sin that somebody had paid for. And therefore, Lord, I pray, peace of mind will come to them. Joy of salvation will come to them. And the new life of salvation will show, will be evident in their lives in Jesus' name. Confirm their forgiveness, their freedom, their righteousness, their redemption. Confirm their salvation right now. Thank you, Lord, because we know it's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. They will, you know, give you some sleeves and ask some information from you. Please respond to them. And already, you have your faith in Christ that you are saved. We ask our moderating overseer, pastor, to come and lead us at this time of counseling. And then I'll come back and we will all go through the open way into the healing of the Lord.
Counselors, let's move around now. Please make sure you move everywhere. If you're watching online, you just gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link below your player. Click it and fill the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Also, if you are listening to via radio or television, you just gave your life to Christ, send your name, the phone number, and your location address, Vert Life, SMS, or WhatsApp. You can see the number there. +234 915 444 9263. I take it again. +234 915 444 9263. There will be a special meeting tomorrow, lunch hour with Jesus, for all those who gave their lives to Jesus, by 3 p.m. at the crusade ground in the pavilion. Make sure you are there by 3 p.m. and God will bless you. Please cancel us. Make sure you take the correct phone number. And make sure you check up the digit is 11. Move around everywhere. Now that you are born again, you have given your life to Jesus. You cannot lie again. Tell them the truth. There will be banquet globally on the 5th of February, Sunday, 2023, at All Deeper Life Bible Church headquarters. In Asaba here is Ezeli. That's where you'll have it. Don't forget 5th February 2023 at Every Deeper Life headquarter. And it's going to be globally. Cancel us. Let's move everywhere. Make sure you attend to everyone that have raised their hands up. Those online, you do the same. And as they are attending to the people, you that are seated, be preparing yourself. Counselors, I hope some people are at the pavilion. Let's make sure we go around everywhere. Counselors, when you finish, stay there with the people who have their challenges. You will see miracle tonight. Please make sure you move around. Those at the left-hand side, if you are finished, you wave your flag up. Let's be fast. When you finish, stay there. Those in the middle, if you are finished, wave the flag. Let me see. those online, you just gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link there. Below your player, click it and fill the form. So that we can assist you further in your new work with Christ. Those on the left-hand side, if you are finished, you wave, let me see. Those that are seated, make sure you're preparing. Be getting ready. Those at the right-hand side, if you are finished, can you wave? Okay, I've seen. What about the pavilion? If you are finished, wave your hand or wave your flag. Okay. In the middle here, if you are finished, wave it. Okay. I've not seen the flag at the left-hand side. If you are finished, okay. We'll get ready now. The counselor, stay where you are. Tonight, you will see miracle. Let's stand up and pray now. Let's stand up.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you hear what the pastor said today? You will see miracle. I will see miracle. We started with Isaiah chapter 35. I'm looking at that again from verse 3. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3. Strengthen ye the weak hands. Every hand, strengthen tonight in Jesus' name. Confirm the feeble knees. All those knees with arthritis cannot bend, cannot stand, cannot do anything. Tonight, they'll be confirmed and it will be remain firm in Jesus' name. Look at verse 4 there. In verse 4, it says, say to them that of a fearful heart, will I be healed? Will I be delivered? I came the other day and I went back the same, the pain is too much. It says, be strong and fear not. Your time of healing has now come. It says, behold, your God will come. He'll come with vengeance. And all those things that are trying to rattle your body and raging in your body, it comes with vengeance tonight. And there'll be a recompense, and your Lord will come and save and heal you. And then in verse 5, he tells us, then the eyes of the blind shall be, tell me, open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And then in verse 6, it tells us, it says, then the lame man shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Yeah, that time has come. Look at it, the only way, Christ. Look at it there, the ordained way, Christ. And look at it there, yeah, the open way, and he rejects no one. And since other people got in, the way, the door is still open, you are going to get your healing. I will get, I will receive, I will experience, I believe. What are you? I believe. Raise up that hand online, over the radio, television, anywhere you are. Healing is coming now. The door is open. And as you raise up your hand, lay the other hand where you have the challenge. When you hear the final amen, it's done. For you, it's done. For her, it's done. The Lord will put testimony in your mouth. Raise up that hand. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the open way you have given us. We thank you for Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our redeemer, that redeems us from the curse of the law. Lord, welcome everyone. There is room enough for everyone. There's grace enough for everyone. There is healing virtue enough for everyone. As we go in now by faith, trusting that you will heal, heal your people in Jesus' name. That racking migraine in the head, I command that migraine come out in Jesus' name. And the tormented and tortured and traumatized brain, I pray there'll be peace in that brain right now. And the people who are confused, it's just like they don't know whether to live or to die, and that spirit is telling them to end it up, I command that suicide spirit, come out in Jesus' name. I pray for those people that have that swelling under the armpit, and they say this is cancer, this is terrible. I pray the Lord will touch that growth now. Come out in Jesus' name. And the one that has that bleeding thing there, I pray that bleeding will stop right now. And I pray, Lord, that you deliver everyone that is suffering, and you heal them instantaneously now. And evidence of real healing and deliverance manifested in your body in Jesus' name. I pray that the internal pain and the internal pain in the stomach, internal pain in the bone, so terrible, at this time now the hand of the Lord touch you. Be healed in Jesus' name. I pray for those eyes that are blind or dim, the Lord touch your eyes right now. And the Lord correct everything there, and you see clearly now in Jesus' name. I pray for the people that have the deaf ears and the dumb tongues. Lord, I pray that you take that impediment, that impossibility there, take it away in Jesus' name. Deaf, begin to hear right now. The dumb, begin to speak right now. I pray for the people that have that pile and that thing shooting out. I pray the Lord touch you now and remove that pile. Be healed in Jesus' name. That prostrate growth and cancer, whatever, I pray the Lord touch you right now. You are healed. You are healed. Confirm it in their lives in Jesus' name. Diabetes, type 2, type 1, whatever, the Lord touch you right now. The Lord reverse that condition in your body now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Your kidney, your liver, your lungs, whatever is wrong, I pray the Lord will touch you. The healing virtue of the Lord comes upon you now. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Those who are lame, paralyzed, having arthritis, I pray the Lord touch you right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Those who are maimed, you have a part of your body missing, cut off, whatever, maybe an accident, I pray the Lord will do a recreation work in your body right now in Jesus' name. And the stiffness in your fingers, the stiffness in your arms, in your joints, and the stiffness in your body, I pray the Lord will touch you. Take everything away in Jesus' name. Wonder of healing, wonder of deliverance, wonder of liberation, I pray will come upon every life now in Jesus' name. Here at the Alpha location, to my left, to my right, at the back, in the front, in the middle, outside, there in the overflow, I pray healing flows into your body right now. Online, in the congregation there, community there, hospital there, prison there, over the radio, television, everywhere, this is the moment of your healing, the moment of your deliverance. You are healed, you are delivered, you are set free in Jesus' name. Manifestation now everywhere. reality of healing everywhere. Testimonies in every mouth. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's there. Check up. You'll discover your healing is there.
Put your hand.